From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Sarah Shariari. Premature birth has many immediate consequences for infants. Difficulty breathing, bleeding in the brain, and other issues that can affect long-term development. So if being born preterm affects young children post-infancy, does it still affect people as they near adolescence? In the final part of her series, An Uncertain Road, Life After Premature Birth, Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk shares the story of her cousin Jake, who was born extremely premature and is now 12 years old.
Jacob Allred is about to turn 12 years old, and to mark the occasion, I've registered both of us for a nighttime glow-in-the-dark 5K run in St. Louis. Jake's my cousin, and we both love to run, but this 5K is more than that, too. When Jake was born 12 years ago, no one knew if he would ever be capable of running a 5K, of expressing his excitement about it, or even if he would live to see 12.
He was born at 25 and 5, so 25 weeks and 5 days.
That's my Aunt Carolyn, Jake's mom and my dad's baby sister. She also happens to be a neonatal nurse at the hospital where Jake was born prematurely at just 1 pound, 13 ounces. I sat down with Carolyn and my Uncle Vince on Jake's 12th birthday to talk about Jake's life, past, present, and future. Both Carolyn and Vince agree the road to Jake's 12th birthday has been, from the beginning, rocky.
Sometimes it was that roller coaster. Sometimes it was that roller coaster of not knowing what you're going to see or what you're going to come into.
Life wasn't easy in the NICU, and there were times that they almost lost Jake. So they celebrated the small things, and they had birthday celebrations for Jake every week in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU. And then finally, after 4 nail-biting months, Jake was discharged from the NICU, and he went home relatively healthy, off oxygen, suckling, on his way towards becoming a
quote-unquote normal little boy.
But the roller coaster of prematurity wasn't over yet, and it's never actually ended.
When we went home from the NICU, it didn't come. Like, it was just one medical extravaganza after another. At 9 months, he got aspiration pneumonia.
He was in congestive heart failure.
A couple ear surgeries that year.
And at 2, he got the shingles.
He stopped digesting his food.
He looked absolutely horrible.
As parents, we just looked at him and we didn't know what the future was going to hold at that point.
John Pardalis, the neonatologist that runs the NICU at Women's and Children's Hospital in Columbia, says it's common for parents of premature and extremely premature infants to have fears.
Will my baby be able to walk? Will my baby be able to take care of him or herself when, you know, they're 2, 3, 4 years old? Will they get to, you know, elementary school, high school, whatever, college?
These questions stem from the fact that preemies are at an increased risk for many health issues down the line, from developmental disorders to cerebral palsy to speech delays to anxiety and behavioral disorders, not to mention the issues with eyes, ears, and mouth that preemies commonly face. One study in the Journal of Pediatric Nursing followed up with infants born prematurely at the age of 12, just like Jake. It found that being premature still affects your health at 12, and when compared to infants born prematurely, babies born full term were 90% less likely to have abnormal health.
And even to this day, there's repercussions of the things that had happened to him because of being born early.
Jake continues to have health issues more than 12 years after his premature birth, but he's grateful.
If it wasn't for all the nurses and everybody out there trying to take care of me, I don't think I would be alive right now.
Jake says he struggles with
worriness, anxiety. My brain will never be like anybody else's, like a normal human being's.
He's also had multiple surgeries on his ears and eyes. He's had braces to fix the shape of his palate. He's autistic and has been in multiple therapies over the years. Carolyn says when you have a child who was a preemie, your perception of okay changes.
My okay for Jake being 12 was not my definition of okay when he was 1 year. You know, is he okay? Yeah, he's great. But he doesn't come without the challenges. Have we been blessed that our challenges, like he is so high functioning? Oh, yes. Beyond blessed.
Jake's now at grade level for almost everything at school. And according to his mom, his main struggles are mostly social.
He wants to be social. Like, he wants to fit in. You know, so he has done everything to learn what he has to do, but he doesn't understand, like, why he's doing what he's done.
And my Aunt Carolyn says it's hard for her to watch Jake struggle to fit in, even at family functions where he's surrounded by me and our 20 or so cousins.
It's really hard to see your kid not fit in anywhere. He doesn't have a place in this world that I consider than him fitting in. We're really excited because he is his first friend. That has been a huge feat.
So 12 years later, Jake still has struggles, and he knows it.
I think that his biggest hurdle for Jacob is knowing that he's different.
So I'm wondering, what is your, like, birthday wish? You have to tell me a secret one, but, like, what do you hope for?
I hope that while I go to Eckert's today, I will have a awesome day.
I asked Jake what he hopes happens in his life over the next year, before he turns 13. And the one thing that popped up was his seizures, where he stares off into space and can't hear people when they talk to him.
Like, what do you hope happens in your life by the time you hit 13?
I just hope for it to reduce a little bit. Just that I don't seize as much as I do now.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, we need to get shoes and socks on.
Let's do it.
It was time to head to Eckert's for Jake's birthday. It's a place where you can pick apples, race pigs, and go on a haunted hayride. My Aunt Carolyn says she and Vince are looking forward to the next 12 years with Jake.
You know, he has a future. Who knows what that's going to be?
And I'm pretty sure that no matter what the future holds for Jake, his 12th birthday wish of having an awesome time came true. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.